50 degrees in Nashville. We expect a sunny day today with a high in the upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell outlined the city's priorities for the upcoming fiscal year at the annual State of Metro address yesterday. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports his key focus was affordability.
O'Connell's address boiled down to...
The world is hard right now.
But he had some proposals to fix it. That's despite a likely stagnant budget due later this week. His big proposal is a partial grocery tax cut.
Lowering the grocery tax by a half cent lightens the load on all of us, especially on working families, single parents, seniors, and anyone who's stretching every dollar.
The biggest portion of the grocery tax, that's 4%, which goes to the state, not the city, will remain intact after the legislature failed to approve any changes this session. O'Connell also proposed new grants for local businesses and affordable housing investments. Housing has been a focus of many community requests in recent months.
We need housing that is publicly owned and stays affordable forever instead of subsidizing the private market.
That was Kenita Patterson, one of many people who called for housing investment at a recent council meeting. The annual budget public hearing, where residents can respond to the mayor's proposal, is set for June 2nd. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Storm surveyors have now confirmed a tornado very briefly touched down overnight, Monday into Tuesday. The National Weather Service says the EF1 tornado traveled a couple hundred yards along Strawberry Hill Road. That's near the border of Davidson and Robertson counties. Winds reaching 95 miles per hour snapped or uprooted hundreds of trees and damaged a handful of barns. The Musicians Hall of Fame handed out medallions and custom jackets to its newest class of members this week. The group includes famous faces like Dolly Parton, Keith Urban, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and Michael McDonald. New inductees also include talent whose names aren't quite as well known as their work, like session players Leland Scar and Nipke Hopkins, and producers John Boyland and Dan Huff. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station. 90.3 WPLN News.